Gemara on Chesem and Beis discusses the case of Sukkas Ganbach. Sukkas Ganbach refers to a sukkah of different people who either made the sukkah or different people for whom the sukkah was made. For our purposes, let's assume it's referring to those who made the sukkah. So it's a Sukkas Ganbach. Gimel is Goyim, Nun is Nashim, Beis is Behema. So let's assume, for argument's sake, we're talking about a sukkah that was built by a goy or by a woman. Now, goy, you understand why the Hava Mina was that the sukkah would not be kosher, because a goy is not chayev in mitzvahs. Why would I have thought that a sukkah that was built by a woman might not be kosher? Because there, also, a woman is not chayev in the mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah, and therefore we would have thought perhaps that she is not capable of building a sukkah that is viable for the mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah. Kamash malan, says the Gemara, that as long as the sukkah was made l'shem tzeil, as long as it was made for the sake of shading one from the sun, that is considered a kosher sukkah. Now, this is a major discussion in Maseches Gittin on Daf Mem He. The Gemara there talks about a gzeiras hakasuv of a hekesh of ksharetem uksavtam. So mishi yeshno b'kshira, yeshno b'ksiva, which means that only one who is chayev to actually tie the tefillin onto their arms is kusher to write tefillin, and who had denami we say sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzah. Therefore, we don't have a woman write tefillin because she is not chayevis in the mitzvah of tefillin. She is not a bas kshira, and therefore she is not a bas ksiva. Since she is not included in the din that she should wear tefillin, she's not included in the din of writing the tefillin. Now, on that Gemara, on Mem Hei Amid Beis, Tosfos quotes Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam writes that based on this, a woman should not tie up, she should not bundle up a lulav with the other three minim. She should not tie tzitzis either. Right? And Tosfos says, why not? Because she's not commanded in the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis, and therefore she should not be included in the mitzvah of tying the tzitzis either. And Tosfos there rejects Shitas Rabbeinu Tam and say, what are you talking about? Just because she's not chayeves in the mitzvah of tzitzis, she's not allowed to tie the tzitzis? It's not true. Look at the mitzvah of sukkah, where we say in the Gemara, sukkah's ganbach is a kosher sukkah, and nun refers to nashim. And therefore we see that if a woman builds a sukkah, even though she herself is not chayev in the mitzvah of sukkah, she's still kosher to build a sukkah. So too, even though she's not chayev in the mitzvah of tzitzis, she's still kosher to tie the tzitzis. So Rav Soloveitching in the Rishimos gives a very simple answer to differentiate between the mitzvah of tzitzis and the mitzvah of sukkah. The mitzvah of tzitzis requires a chalos lishma, which means that in order for a woman, in order for anybody to tie a pair of tzitzis, they have to do it l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. The action is not enough. The action requires that it be done specially in honor of the mitzvah. Now you're saying a woman can't do something l'shma, she can't do it in honor of the mitzvah. So apparently Rabbi Natam's shita is, in order to tie the tzitzis or do really anything that requires a full-on lishma, you have to be chayev in the mitzvah. You have to be betoras, that particular mitzvah, in order to perform the act fully lishma. To have kavana for the sake of the mitzvah, that anyone can do, whether they're obligated in the mitzvah or not. But to have what the Torah recognizes as kavana lishma, there you have to be included in that particular mitzvah. So therefore, sukkah, which does not need to be built lishma, just needs to be built for the sake of tzeil, and obviously a woman is included in the idea of getting tzeil from the schach, even if she's not chayiv in the mitzvah, she can build a sukkah. Masha'en kein tzitzis, she can't tie the tzitzis lishma because she's not included in the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis. However, points out Rav Soloveitchik, this answer only covers the issue of tying tzitzis. It does not seem to cover the issue of binding the lulav to the other three minim, because seemingly there is no inyan of lishma when it comes to binding the lulav to the other three minim, because that's not something that requires lishma, and therefore even though she's not chayiv in the mitzvah of dalet minim, she should be able to tie them together. I remember years ago when Rav Shechter gave a very long and brilliant answer to this question, but for our purposes, Rav Soloveitchik leaves it as a tzarachian.